It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I am going to go get laid.
Well, I just wandered around the building all night. I didn't run into another single living soul, except one gigantic lesbian. Who is Conan O'Brien?
Any man loves a llama.
Thank you, Arnold. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We're taking your phone calls at 877-365-3636 about today's topic. Do you think the media is just full of crap like I do?
I truly do.
The mixologists are here, Mike. Did they bring any rice?
No, Rob. There's a shortage.
Just ice.
They ran out of their 3/4 of a ton of rice. So they don't have any.
That's sad, right?
And we won't be getting any sake today either because of that. It's very frustrating.
That's disappointing.
Jam-packed show. Rob mentioned the mixologists have arrived. Mm-hmm. They are setting up the bar with all the booze that Beth Ann purchased
for our happy hour.
In the hallway.
And Friday happy hour.
Beth Ann did not spare anything. I mean, there is literally every cordial, every rail bar drink you could think of. Everything is out there in the hallway.
I saw the blue stuff that I don't even know what it is that makes blue drinks. I saw green stuff. I saw red stuff.
So I want a blue drink.
So you're saying there might be enough left over to do this again someday.
Yes,
like next Friday.
Yeah, well, you know, you tipped my hand there, Buzz. We're taking your calls about whether you think all this coverage of Reverend Wright is crap like I do, or you know, even the food shortage, if you think that's blown out of proportion. 877-365-3636. Also on the program today, Mary Carey will be here a little bit later. We got to make this kind of a truncated break. And later on in the broadcast, your chance to win $100 if you have a weekend that is totally going to suck. I will explain more about that later.
That'll help.
But let's get right back to the phones and go to Bruce in Spokane. Bruce, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Don't bring me down.
Mike, Rob, Buzz.
Hi, Bruce.
Hey.
Baldy.
Can you believe the price of ganja nowadays? Oh, boy.
How is the price of weed nowadays? Is it going up or, you know, what's going on? Is it affected like every other crop?
Let me check the market report here. No, actually, it hasn't gone up much in years.
It's fantastic.
Still a bargain.
You know, we talked about gas prices. Thank you for the call, Pothead.
Walker.
We actually were talking about gas wars and gas prices yesterday. And I was wondering whether a gas station would actually be able to lower the price for us,
right,
maybe for an hour. Right. I roll into the station today, not the radio station, the gas station, and I see 20% discount per gallon. And it was one of those deals if you get a car wash. Now, it's a $10 car wash, but I was down to absolute fumes in my massive SUV.
And so it was 20% off the gas?
It was 20% off the gas, 20 cents off per gallon.
Right.
And 20 cents per gallon.
20 cents per gallon. I filled it up from bone dry all the way to the top, and I came out ahead on the deal and got a car wash out of it.
But they make up the difference with the money they made on the car wash.
They do if you're not, say, filling up, putting as many gallons in the tank as I am.
How many gallons did you get?
About 20 gallons.
So that's $4.
Yeah, it was three.
You saved $4 paid $10 for the car wash.
Well, wait a minute, but I saved. No, it seemed more than that.
Well, 20 times 20 is 4,000, and you move the decimal point, and it's $4.
In the end, you paid $6 for a $3 car wash. I get a 20 cents a gallon there discount.
Well, no,
also
the car wash is normally $10.
Right.
But you still, it's
and
not
today,
worth
$10. I thought I got a deal.
Okay, let's go.
Well, it was cheaper. Hold on, Mr. Man. It was cheaper than the last time.
I'm on your side.
It was cheaper than the last time I filled up. I almost paid like $88 last time.
It's $4 cheaper.
But you didn't spend $10 on a car wash last time either.
So it was $74. $4. You're right.
That's how the gas station dealer
was $88
made up his loss. They really don't have that much room to play around with.
When do you need to
Rob?
Renew your license, Charlie?
Rob!
Yes, Charlie?
We're going to need a dumb sound effect. You guys are all asses.
You should have called.
All right, I'm stupid.
But you know what? You got gas and you got your car clean. So really, the winner is Mike O'Mara.
That's
Mikey's
right.
The winner.
Hey, this guy's been on hold for 20 minutes. Let's go to Thomas in Clinton, Maryland. Thomas, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. I saved $4. I saved $4, Thomas. I'm an idiot.
That's all right. $4 is nothing. What
can we do for you? You got kind of a wacky cell phone there. Make it clear, please.
Sure. I just wanted to talk about the Reverend.
Okay.
There's a notion that you hear sometimes that white people are the minority now and they're at the disadvantage because of all the other non-white minorities. And they get pretty angry about this and get very angry about it, as a matter of fact.
Mm-hmm.
What has this been going on? Maybe 10, 20 years? I don't believe it. But black people have been racially discriminated and institutionally discriminated for over a century. Don't they have the right to be a little bit angry at the government and maybe the people that were racist against them?
Well said. That's a good point. I appreciate that, Thomas. I appreciate the call. The thing that I'm talking about...
It's been more than a century, by the way.
And first of all, as far as this Reverend Wright goes, I really would withhold my final judgment on what he's doing until I saw the entire text of what
he
said.
In context,
I'd like to say it. And I don't doubt that he is preaching to an angry segment of America and that he, you know, he's up there. Whenever you're seeing anybody, I don't care if it's a pastor or a stand-up comedian, the fact is you're performing and you're playing to a specific audience and you want to arouse that audience.
Hey.
Right, sure.
You know. And I'd like to see what he has to say. But regardless of what he says, this is a pastor in a church. This is not a guy that's going to be put in anybody's cabinet.
Can it be a little bit like a family where it's okay if you say something bad about your brother or sister, but if somebody outside of the family says something bad about them, then you get mad?
Yeah, it should be.
As part of our family, can't we let Reverend Wright's comments go
sure.
and get mad at people overseas who say bad things
about
us?
Well, the fact is, even no matter how you feel about it, he has made these comments.
Right, true.
This has been a major news story.
Yeah, right. Whether it should be or not.
And now, because here's the crime today. He's giving an interview to Bill Moyers.
Oh! End of the world.
Number one lead story. Let's go to Dan in Rockville. Dan, you're on the show.
Hey, guys. 10th time, I guess, first time. But I'm a right fielder. My wife's a left fielder. And you hit it. It's spot on. Because this morning we're watching that, and my wife is like, you know what? A vote for Hillary is a vote for McCain in her eyes because the media does nothing but want to destroy him, and it's pissing off the soccer moms. It's going to swing the wrong way.
Here's where I agree with Rob. I don't necessarily disagree that this is being blown out of proportion. The motives, I disagree with you to a certain extent, Dan. I really don't think you've got people that have a certain candidate in mind.
No.
What Rob was talking about is the easy story.
Absolutely. It's laid right in front of them.
And I'm not saying that the media is presenting this to us with a particular agenda. What I'm saying is they are not using enough of their discretion when they're giving us these news stories.
NBC's a big outfit. They could probably do a decent job with this story. And I'll be the first one to say this because no one else has. There is a little something called the First Amendment.
Yeah.
Let the guy have his opinion. Let him say it.
Yeah, I mean, that was kind of the tone today on NBC when I was watching. It was, oh, the Reverend Wright is going to be granting an interview. He really shouldn't have done it at this particular time. Who the hell are you to say that?
Exactly.
I mean, it's ridiculous. Let's go to Jonathan in Wichita. Jonathan, you're on the show.
Hey, Mike. I wondered, number one, you kind of got me off track there with your car wash gasoline deal. Could you be my financial advisor?
I think you understand exactly why I'm a disc jockey. Hey, I did save $4.
So there's
hey,
that.
Hey,
and the point is they,
four
can,
bucks.
They can discount it if they want.
Now, wait a minute. Jonathan, everybody, hold on. Rob, this was my original point about that. The fact that they're doing this, and yes, it's kind of a push,
right?
But they had the leeway in this particular gas station to discount their gas. So granted, it was with the car wash,
right?
Only because he had a way to make it up. If he doesn't have a way to make up the loss, then he can't do it.
And it might have come down from from the Exxon people.
Who
that
knows?
Said, you know,
Johnny Exxon,
John Exxon, Sam Exxon. What else can we do for you, Jonathan?
Well, you guys were talking about the rice issue and the media, this and that, and taking the easy way out. Now, Buzz, I believe, is from Wichita, right, Buzz?
That's right.
Okay, I live right near Wichita, and every summer and spring you get tornadoes. You
right,
know, obviously
right.
some are better, worse than others. Summer, you know, you just kind of keep an eye open on the sky. But the TV stations here, goddammit, I swear to God, they just scare the crap out of people for the sake of ratings. You know,
sure. Yeah.
We're gonna have winds 40 miles an hour. Everybody's gonna die.
Right.
Go to your shelters.
Right.
I agree. I'm sorry. I thought he was done.
Good point.
Agree. I think that they've gotten into that habit. You have to go back a long, long way for television news to have really gone crazy with real journalism. It has become something where they all report, every network, every local news, you're going to see the exact same stories, 10 of them in a row.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You're not going to see anybody go beyond that. Perhaps, something like the McNeil-Lehrer report where they'll spend half an hour on a studio. Dan Rather's show on
the HD network,
on
right?
Mark Cuban's network.
Right.
I mean, that they go pretty deep in that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to see a little bit more of originality. And I know it's probably too much to ask, but when you've got this stuff, you know, Everybody's got to talk about this food shortage. Everybody's got to talk about the Reverend Wright, because that's what the next guy's talking about. It's been that way forever.
If not originality, maybe just a little more effort. Mm-hmm. Take it to the next level.
Right.
Give us some counterpoint, something to let us know that this isn't exactly how we need to think. If they're going to tell us how to think, at least give us a choice.
You'll be proud. I have no stories about Reverend Wright today. However, I'm going to scare the hell out of people about rice.
Buzz is standing by his food shortage.
I'm kidding.
Let's go to Houston in Stockton. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, guys. I was just wondering if you guys were going to be attending the Stockton Asparagus Festival this weekend.
Oh, I can practically smell it now.
Yeah.
Is your name really Houston?
It is.
And you live in Stockton?
I do.
How long have you been in Stockton, Houston?
For almost 7 years.
Have you ever been to Houston, Houston?
No, I've been to Dallas.
Is it lonely in this old town?
You know, I love it. We're on a discussion like this and leave it to the guy from Stockton to say, you come into the asparagus factory? Hey, Rob.
What?
We're going to take a call from Reggie in Sacramento. Says, okay, you got your math wrong. Reggie, tell Rob he's wrong. I'd love to hear that.
Hey, Rob, you might need to play that dumb soundtrack for yourself. Mike said it was 20% off, not 20 cents off.
No, he said 20 cents off.
I said 20 cents off.
He corrected himself.
And who's wrong now? Reggie's wrong.
Reggie, is there anything you'd like to say to Rob?
Hey, my mom lives in Horville.
Good job, Reggie.
Very good, Reggie.
All right, we got time for a couple more calls, then we have to break because we want to make room for the lovely Mary Carey. Yeah.
I wonder if she's got enough rice.
I think she's just been doing a lot of baking. I think plenty. There's no yeast shortage, I believe. Jamie in Sacramento, you're on the show. Jamie.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. It's actually David.
Oh, I'm sorry. All right, David, what can we do for you?
That's okay. Well, I got to tell you, this whole Reverend Wright thing, it's a complete joke. To me, it's just the media feeding the sheep again. And I'll give you a good example. I run a mortgage company here in Sacramento, a pretty large company.
Okay.
And for the last 6 months, we've been trying to get a foothold with the buyers to understand that the market's turning around. And I got to tell you guys, I run the numbers every single time that the mass media runs a story showing a bunch of signs out in front of yards saying that, hey, we're not at the bottom yet. The buyers dry up.
Yeah.
Now, about 2 weeks ago, Matt Lauer, with his "Hey, please don't notice I'm going bald" haircut, sitting on his chair, has an analyst on his show. This is about 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
That says basically, "Hey, we're at the bottom of the market." I am telling you guys, the next day, I am inundated with phone calls. We are as busy as we were 3 years ago. The buyers have come out of the woodwork.
Good.
And it had nothing to do with anything that we did. It had to do with the media saying, hey, stupid, we're not at the bottom yet. And then as soon as the Today Show, you know, the arbiters of all that is real estate, says, hey, we're at the bottom, boom, our business has never been busier.
Exactly.
We are ultimately at the control of the media.
Yeah, I do feel that way. And that's that was, I think, my whole point, is that I feel more manipulated almost every day. When you're looking at the network coverage of so many things, it just seems to me that we're controlled.
You're only controlled or manipulated if you allow yourself to be.
Yeah, but what about the people around us?
Well, those are the people. I think Joe said this during the break. They're the people in front of you at McDonald's who are staring at the same menu that's been there for 40 years and still can't make up their minds.
In a way, seriously, mm-hmm. in a way, I will take the Bill O'Reillys, the Rush Limbaughs, the Keith Olbermans of this world mm-hmm. that have an agenda and make it very, very clear. Mm-hmm. Because at least when you've got that, you know where they're coming from.
Yeah.
I mean, you know that they're coming from that point of view, and you're going to get it, jammed down your throat each mm-hmm. and every day. What worries me is I find myself watching some of these network newscasts and saying, what is their agenda? Where are they really coming from?
Right.
You wonder if there is one,
That's
profit. I don't know.
Profit and ease.
Ease. Mm-hmm. Yes, ease of getting the story.
Easy profit.
Let's go to Sam in Frederick. Sam,
yeah,
in Frederick,
hey, what's
you're
up,
on the
fellas?
Show. Hi, Sam.
This whole Reverend Wright thing really has been blown out of proportion. If you go on YouTube, you can watch the whole when he's doing his sermon, he's actually quoting from a ambassador who used to work for the first Bush administration. They've cut it all up and cut it into pieces, and it just, it looks like it's one thing, but it's really something completely different if you watch the entire sermon.
Okay, thanks for the call, Sam. We appreciate that.
I didn't realize it was that out of context that he was quoting
somebody. Hey, but you know what? When I hear a caller saying, I'd like to hear it first. Really. I mean, that's when you formulate your own opinion. You know, play the whole damn thing. That's never going to happen. I mean, where do you go to find that? Now, when he's talking about going to YouTube.
That is an awesome tool that we have now that we didn't have just 5 years ago.
YouTube?
Yeah.
Well, YouTube is great because you can go and see the Italian prime minister picking his nose and eating it.
Yeah, and that is I can't put him in a cabinet.
I'm not going to waste my time on YouTube like listening to Reverend Wright's entire speech when I can go and play this Silvio Berlusconi over and
there's
over.
There's that laziness you accuse the media of.
He picks his nose, eats it, and then he has a sip of espresso.
Isn't that great?
Then he buys 50 pounds of rice.
I swear to God he did it.
He's a
good boy, though.
That's so sad.
All right, we're almost done with this. We'll take a couple more calls on this. A lot of people want to talk about it, get it off their chest. Sure. Sean in Reston, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Mike, I love the new show, but with all due respect, you guys are really missing the point about why this is so important.
Well, tell us how we're missing the point.
Okay. Now, you I know that you're a supporter of Obama. He has been in the public light, in Congress for 2 years now. While Hillary's been in the public light for 16 years.
Wait, Sean, I will listen to your point if you're arguing what we're talking about.
We're talking about
the media. It sounds like you're making a political speech here.
Well, no. People don't know who this man is, so this is something we're finding out about. He is... been with this reverend for 20 years.
No, hold on. What do you mean, been with this reverend? What do you mean? They've been camping together for 20 years? How close are you? Do you go to church on a regular basis, Sean?
Yes, I do.
How long have you been with your reverend?
I've been with my reverend for about 5 years now.
For 5 years. All right, so say it was longer than that, and you happen to live in the same area.
Yes.
You can't, it's just like going, it's if you had a bar that you went to, and the bartender got into trouble.
It's an
acquaintance.
I understand. Listen, but he's this reverend married him and baptized his children.
Why did he marry him, Sean? He married him because he went to that church.
I understand, but he also...
I hated the guy that buried my father, the priest that was wearing his galoshes the day they put my father in the ground, and I thought the guy was a son of a bitch. But I went there, you know why? Because that's the parish that my family went to for my entire life. And even though I thought the guy was a son of a bitch, I went there and I sat there. And you know what? Most people that go to church like him, hate him, you're indifferent about him, it doesn't matter. That's why you go to church.
Right. He's the guy.
Obama has contributed $26,000 to
been
this
at
preacher
the church.
In his church
he's
over
been,
20 years.
He has been at the church.
Hold on a second. Listen, no,
he has been at the church for 20 years. That sounds to me like roughly $1,000 a year, which really, if you're a regular churchgoer, might not be all
it's
that much
20
money.
$20 a week. You're right.
Yeah. Does your reverend speak for you?
Does
your reverend speak for you? When he speaks, is he representing your every thought?
No. However,
right, that's
if my reverend
case.
Was up there saying
end
racist rants, if my reverend was up there saying anti-American rants,
how do you
I
know? Have you heard?
Right,
let me ask you. Have you heard the entire sermon that he gave?
Yes, I have. I went on YouTube.
You've heard the entire sermon?
Yes, sir, I have.
All right. I have not had the pleasure of doing that. And his entire sermon, is it all anti-American? Everything he says?
No, it's not all. But again, if my reverend, if I knew that my reverend,
what do you say?
I'm Catholic just like you, Mike. If I found out that my priest one time was a pedophile, I wouldn't say, well, geez, you're taking it out of context. It's not his whole life.
All right,
I would not stand with that.
Let me get to the point, though, the real point of this. Do you really think, Sean, and obviously, you're more than welcome to come at this from a different political frame of reference than I do.
Yes.
But the fact is, I'm talking about the relevance of this story to the large scheme of things about
issues.
A president of the United States.
I'll tell you, because
I care about the fact that we've got the economy in the crapper. I care about the fact that we've got a war going on. That's what I care about. I don't know if I care about who the guy's pastor is, because the pastor made a speech or gave a sermon where one part of that sermon was controversial.
But I'll tell you why it's important. Because he has such a short public history, we don't really understand this man's judgment.
I disagree.
So we have to look at these things.
All right, I disagree with you.
And political discourse is not the same as pedophilia, and it's insulting to compare the two.
No, hating America and saying that the government
it's
has
not,
spread AIDS
look,
and
it is,
that 9/11
is our fault. It is not
just
hating
the same
America.
You've contradicted yourself.
This is a man, and you know, I urge you seriously to pay attention to, if you feel that way, watch the interview where he explains himself. I think, would you give him that shot?
I plan to fully plan to watch it.
All right, thanks for the call, Sean. I appreciate the call. We do have to take a break because
Mike, he's Catholic just like you.
You know, what better way to get this ugly argument out of our system than to talk to a porn star?
Right.
Oh, that's right. Oh, no, before we do that, I completely forgot. I did. I forgot.
We were having fun. We do that. That's okay. That's
so much to do.
I did that to Buzz once already this week, and I will not do it a second time. Let's get the very first buzz of the day.
There's no rice shortage in here, say the experts. One analyst says speculators have driven up the price, and a food broker in Oregon says he's sold rice since 1988 and has never seen increases as we've seen in the past month.
It's a joke, isn't it, Cakes? See?
He says shortages at some stores are because consumers are binge buying and hoarding.
Yes, binge buying.
The FDA is investigating problems associated with LASIK vision surgery. A panel today is hearing from patients who've had problems. Ultimately, they'll decide if people should get better information about the risks. One surgeons group says about 95% of patients report being satisfied. Mm-hmm. And now that this year's beach bonanza is behind us, newsflash, kids on spring break like to have sex with strangers.
Yeah, baby!
Woo! A new survey shows that of the high school and college kids who go on spring break, more than half say they either hooked up with a stranger or know someone who did.
They're so nice, they picked me as their spokesman, because I'm nice.
Buzz is spring break.
One in four say they lost their virginity on spring break or know someone who did.
Yummy!
And a third of them say they were drunk at the time. Mm-hmm. A survey of parents shows that about one in three knows what the kids are doing at spring break.
Oh. You're disgusting.
Which brings us to what the parents are doing, especially if they're divorced. More and more of them are giving and getting STDs. The 45 and over crowd is now at the top of that curve.
I said I was sorry.
Yeah, well, that doesn't help me.
I felt more worldly that way. We're not in a rush, Buzz. Take your time. We're fine.
I worried that I made us go late.
No, that's okay.
Chlamydia alone is up 51% in that over 45 age group.
Yes, sir.
And in the over 65 bracket, syphilis is up by more than 200%.
That's a vintage disease for a vintage lady.
Is it okay? Does it make it all go away if I just apologize?
To all of them, Mike.
A blanket apology.
Thank you.
For what happened under the blanket.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It was the blanket.
And here's a shocker for married people. A new report says married people have better sex lives.
That was very sexy.
More of it, more often. Mm-hmm.
Didn't ask me.
If for no other reason than they share the same bed.
Sometimes.
The report finds that a single person may go for months without.
Ooh.
A study says married people tend to be more experimental than single people.
Hello.
Mostly because they know each other so well and feel they can talk freely.
I don't want to talk about
the anus.
You really like that word, don't you?
Right now, we're experimenting with celibacy.
Coming up in the second buzz, an alternative way to talk to your kids about drugs. And in the final buzz, the refund checks are coming early. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Mary Carey, porn star politician, coming up on the show. And also, we will meet our mixologist because it's Happy Hour Friday.
Yay!
And, of course, more of your calls at 877-365-3636. We will be right this after back.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.